Com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
You liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The debacle on the internet surrounding the rollout of Obamacare, we have learned tonight that because of these staggering computer problems, because of the millions of Americans who have tried to line up coverage but have been turned away instead, the administration now intends to slide the deadline for the so-called individual mandate for health care coverage.
All right, get ready. The Obamacare delay. They're doing the electric slide. The electric slide that way. Delay.
Wow, you just dated yourself.
I did?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody used the electric slide. Obamacare's been delayed. Hooray.
Delay.
You know, this is the time where everybody can take a deep breath, do some yoga, meditate, contemplate, pray, and get ready to heal yourself quickly now before they finally implement it. Because, of course, we've argued here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that Obamacare was always designed to fail because they were never going to be happy with a fascist program until it was completely converted into a socialist, single-payer, only the monopoly medical practices can apply. Now, I got a lot of friends, honest Super Don, that would like this single-payer system. They were all for that. And they don't like the compromise that came out of the Heritage Foundation because, remember, this was done originally by conservatives and co-opted by this administration to say this is what we're going to do. And the whole point of this goes back 100-plus years to the Flexner Report is how do we mandate everybody participate in patent chemical, petrochemical medicines, licensed medical doctors, and nothing else. They were losing it, and they knew they were losing it. They had to throw the Hail Mary, the desperate pass. We're going to do this. It's going to crumble everything, everybody. No one will be able to afford anything, and then all we'll have to do is roll in on our white government horse with a broken stethoscope that can't be, well, it's not working, and it won't work for years. But anyway, it'll look good, and then we'll save you because now you'll all be ready that the government is the only one that can make health care affordable, accessible, and of course, they've done everything to destroy real health care over the last 100-plus years. So, right. Celebrate the delay. You have a little bit more time to get well before Obamacare kicks in, or before they attempt it, or something worse. So,
yeah.
Happy New Year.
And I just, this is just one of those things where, you know, we witnessed the shutdown. Mm-hmm. All of the media stories about, oh, the world's going to come to an end, and, you know, puppies and cats are going to die, and, you know, and all this terrible stuff and disaster, and the sky is falling, and people couldn't, well, look at Mount Rushmore, and, you know, and people were getting blocked from going to World War II memorials and stuff, all because the Republicans wanted to delay Obamacare, and now after it's all said and done, it's going to get delayed anyway.
Right, and see, let's see if the liberal left mouthpieces go, well, maybe we should have delayed it to begin with. It wouldn't have been as embarrassing as it is. And you know, look, you can knock Ted Cruz all you want, and there's certainly stuff to knock him about, because his wife, yeah, like, gets heavily into the Federal Reserve, you know, whatever the economics phony system is that we're not big fans of. But listen, he was like, no, I'm not playing that game. This is not about making people like me. I don't believe in Obamacare. I think it should be stopped. Now, when do people stand on principle and that becomes the wrong thing to do? Because you can't win, so don't stand on principle. Sure, just roll over and die. No, this is what's going to happen under Obamacare should it ever come to pass. It's what's been happening under the medical monopoly that preceded Obamacare. And that's the thing that no one else seems to acknowledge. I'd want to pull the hair out of my head, Super Don, but you know, we'll have to talk about the super something else that's involved.
You gotta hang on to what you've got left. What are you talking about?
Oh wait, what are you
Is it really
receding that fast? I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
If you wanna see if it is, you can watch Super Don and RSB on our videos, the YouTube channel, RSB Media channel. We preview each day's update. By the way, Liam suggests that we should do RSB 180 after the fact and review this show. So what do you think? Would you rather have a review of the show or a preview? I mean, this is all still in test phase, but the thing is about our test phase, our beta test, is that the videos actually work and you can actually watch them and download them.
unless your software freezes halfway through the video like it did this morning. That was awesome.
I think it was because we were talking about the Obamacare delay that, you know, obviously there's some kind of mystical power it has. You've talked about the delay, suddenly you go into delay.
Right. I guess the software uses the same code that the healthcare.gov does. You know, and speaking of the code, one of the things that needs to be pointed out here with this supposed delay that they're going to put in here now voluntarily, they're talking about doing it for 6 weeks. And, you know, as Mike Adams points out in the article he's got up there on Natural News, is that 6 weeks, that is, you know, it's going to take a year at least just to fix the millions of lines of code that are screwed up in the programming for this website. 6 weeks, it's like, you know, they're talking about extending, you know, the bill that they passed to run the government, right? Mm-hmm. They're talking about kicking the can down the road. You know, all we're going to do is you know, have things running for the next, you know, couple of months, and that we need to do something to fix it now. Well, how about healthcare.gov? You know, right now, putting a six-week delay in there is not going to fix the problem. This thing is a mess. It is a total train wreck, and they just need to scrap it all together, give this thing that one-year delay that I think was reasonable, that the Republicans were asking for. And if you're going to do this, I don't want to do it at all, but if you're going to do it, at least do it right. You know,
it's,
I mean,
not
they're looking like total fools.
Super dumb. Listen, the thing is about the six-week delay, you've got to understand. And listen, we're going to be talking about dogs and cats, particularly dogs because of the deaths. And even with the FDA on the job, they're not blaming it on the shutdown, but they don't know what's coming in from China killing the dogs. And it's just a sneak preview for the Healing Revolution tomorrow with Dr. Frank King. We'll talk about that because we love our animal friends. But
absolutely.
Think about 6 weeks for you or for me, or for most of our listeners on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 6 weeks, we understand that term, 6 weeks. I mean, my 13-year-old knows what 6 weeks is. My 8-year-old, not so much. Time, she's always in the present moment. But 6 weeks for Obamacare. Obamacare, it's like dog years to human years. So they're, you know, they could say with a straight face, in 6 weeks we'll have this done, not realizing that 6 weeks is more likely to mean 6 years, or maybe by divide by two. I think the formula in there. I was reading the code. I think it's confusing, but I think then you divide the dog years by two, so it could be 3.5 years. So don't hold me to that because I'm not a professional on Obamacare time. I just know it's different than real time for you and me. Okay, that's what you got to understand. Step back when they're making these pronouncements. It's like those that say God created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh. How long is a day for God?
No.
I don't know. I'm not that. But I know it's not the same thing as our day because there's a lot of different days in the universe. Our day is because that's the rotation of the earth. Do you think God has to wait for the rotation of the earth to call it a day? Or maybe it's, you know what I'm saying? These are existential
questions. No, you're getting all philosophical and deep now.
I'm trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make sense at all. And you want to look at Obama. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to get healthy. I want you to recognize the things that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are really designed to protect you from things that the government is doing to you or claiming to do for you. And that is to provide you, for instance, with this so-called health care insurance mandate, which was always designed to fail. Why? Because they want to make a socialist system. And a lot of folks are, have the perception because they look around the world and they say, hey, it's working pretty good for Switzerland. It's working pretty good for Germany. It's working pretty good for Canada. That's the perception. Although you can always find people in those regions or states or countries that will say, no, it kind of sucks here too. But suffice it to say, if you want to go over and try those systems, go ahead. But we were guaranteed by our Declaration of Independence and by our Constitution a Republican form of government. And that was a representative form of government. No, it was not a democracy, although there are democratic principles in terms of the voting. But the moment you volunteer into the system, you know, kind of like the woman who is, you know, wanting to breastfeed while she's doing jury duty. I think I mentioned this briefly yesterday with Ty Bollinger on the show. Right. The idea is you have to enroll or sign up to vote. And they sell voting as if it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, my goodness, your civic duty is to, you know, sign up to vote. And then they dupe you by voting. You give tacit, overt, covert, every aspect of approval to anything that the government does around the world or to you because, well, you participated. Well, maybe you didn't like the outcome, but hey, you voted your endorsement, your ringing endorsement that the system is sound and it's good, and you keep pulling that lever and saying, well, at least I participated. And that is another psychological operation, a ruse to get you to feel good about basically participating in your own demise. I mean, tell me I'm wrong here, Super Don. Look at where this country has gone in the last 100-plus years, no matter whether it was a Republican or a Democrat. You know, this is where Jesse's right, the whole two-party duopoly, and even Ron Paul is right, or saying it's one party with two ugly heads.
Yep.
You know, no, or just start up a second party, much less a third.
I love how Jesse, you know, compared them to the gangs. You know,
yes,
like this.
We had them all
gangs.
Talking about that a while back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Third time is the charm. Jesse is on for the third time later today, and we've invited Liam Sheff back into the mix because he's the man, and we want to find out if Jesse Ventura got the statement, official stories are there to protect the officials, from Liam and Liam's book, Official Stories. So I plan to ask Jesse. I hope he's not offended. He'll stick around. I think he will. He's a cool guy. We've had good rapport. And listen, if the interview sucks, I don't think it will, but if it does, it's the third time, and it's okay. You know, two were really good. The third one could really be awful. You just don't know. You're just going to have to stay tuned in. And
you,
plus,
you get a mulligan on this one if it sucks, huh?
You get a mulligan if it really bites.
Okay.
Also, we know that there is bonus Jesse Ventura today because he's given us extra time that we don't have on the air. So get ready. If you've not signed up for our video updates at RS Bell Media Channel, sign up because we'll have it posted hopefully shortly after the show or maybe during the show. We'll see what happens. We got lots more healing to go. There's some super bugs coming out. Your hair? Ooh! And a gut sleeve. Is your gut cold? Maybe your doctor will pitch you for that. And man, hide your prostates! We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I wonder, with the delay of the Obamacare individual mandate, can your prostate breathe a sigh of relief? Can your prostate breathe at all? I know. Are your underpants too tight? Are you wearing the underpants that will stop the smell of gas emitted from other areas?
If you miss that one, you got to listen to yesterday's show.
Oh, you got to listen to Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty. That was a hoot. And, of course, the kids love them. We love them. Kids loved it. Listen, hiding your prostate, particularly from your urologist, and particularly if your urologist owns ionizing radiation, equipment, right? This is the idea that you can, like I said, nuke the prostate, right? Nuking the prostate to kill the cancer. But wait a second. Hold on a moment. Hold the phone or hold your prostate. Because radiation causes cancer. The same scenario we talked about, mammography or mammograms, detecting the cancer that it actually gives you. And so if you go to a urologist, men, if you do that still, if you still trust your urologist to check on your prostate health, of course, your urologist won't do anything about endocrine disruption, really. He won't talk about, hey, is there like a load of mercury in you? Are you having other endocrine difficulties, digestive malabsorption issues? Are you lacking the minerals to have a healthy function? Right? Are you chronically dehydrated? Again, case in point, why we do Robert's Water here. Go to robertswater.com. Find out about the water that I drink, that I want you to drink too. But this is a big question here, because it's not just women who are being nuked into cancer. And this story here, we've got it through Bloomberg.com. I don't think it's Mayor Bloomberg, is it? It's not him.
I know.
He would probably mandate radiation for all prostates, right? But basically, if your urologist owns one of these equipments, they call this an IMRT therapy equipment, that they're obviously more likely to use it. If you spent the big bucks to get it, you're going to find out that, oh, my gosh, I think, sir, you need radiation. Oh, and isn't that funny? You do, too. Because he's got the equipment. He's got to justify the expense of buying it. But
it's
nobody, men, listen to me. Nobody, none of you suffering from prostate tumors, cancer, or precancer are suffering due to a lack of ionizing radiation. However, you could be suffering significantly from a lack of adequate selenium intake every day, each and every day. Selenium and iodine. Selenium we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. In fact, I just did a little, training for a medical office this morning by phone, talking about a lot of different aspects. And, of course, we talk about the silver issues and talked extensively about selenium. And they're still under the impression that selenium can be toxic, right? Because we all believe the FDA when they said, oh, be careful of selenium, never mind that the original studies upon which the FDA is still kind of fomenting the lie based on the wrong form of selenium, and they even acknowledge it. So another thing you can do when you call Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy, say, hey, I need the book on selenium that Chris Barr wrote, and you'll get the real story as to why you want men at least 200 micrograms a day. You want to protect your urine flow. Oh, did I get a reference to peeing?
Yes, you got that in there. And you need to protect yourself against your urologist is what you need to take that selenium for.
Protect yourself from the urologist. He'll radiate you if he has the equipment. And by the way, has anybody timed their pee since we covered that story the other day out of Georgia Tech where they're observing the zoo animal?
I've actually heard from a few people that have actually, since they heard that, they have actually been trying to time themselves. And it turns out we've actually done some research. A team of scientists from the Robert Scott Bell Show have discovered that the individuals that drink more beer pee longer.
Yeah, they seem to exceed the 21-second rule.
That's right.
Right. And that's a different rule than the 3-second rule if you drop something and pick it up. And that has nothing to do with urination, I promise you.
I use that rule quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
Right. Well, you got to have good probiotic, the good guys, the bacteria into the gut. And of course, you have to have an intact epithelial barrier so that you can handle a little bit of microbial load every once in a while. I mean, the reality is we cannot live in an aseptic environment or tank because we would die. You know, put goldfish in the pure water that has nothing in it. They're not going to live.
They'll die. So, absolutely. You know.
So what else we got on tap today? We got Jesse Ventura. Oh, my gosh. Ty just texted me and said it took him 64 seconds. Are you kidding me?
What?
He's huge. I won't
show
say
off.
It. I don't know.
He's showing off.
Did he have a six-pack of non-alcoholic beer? Hi, man.
Yeah,
do you really need to know that?
64 seconds.
Was he holding it up for 3 days?
He thinks he's one of the elephants.
All right. Oh, man. I don't know where to go now. Okay. Listen, we got clinical studies on drug data. Is it helpful, harmful, hurtful? What does the FDA allow? Where do we find the real data to know if drugs are safe and effective? Well, they're probably not, even if they claim to be. We'll do that. Liam Sheff's going to be joining us. We got some news on lice. It's not just lice anymore. What kind of lice? No, it's not flied lice. Or is that fried rice?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you, lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've given out the phone number once today. It's not like we don't want your calls. Like yesterday, Super Don says, call us. I double dog dare you. Somebody actually wrote, why don't you triple dog dare me, Don?
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. And you know, actually,
yes.
Actually, go ahead and give out the number. What's the number, okay. Robert?
866-939-2355. Yes, that's right. Call in now. 866-939-BELL.
I was going to say yesterday, I was kind of giving you a hard time about using the term spliff.
Now, yeah, you did, and I thought I was, I didn't know I was out of date.
funny, because that just seems so old to me.
Okay.
But, and I mean, honestly, you and I are not that much different, you know, as far as age goes, but.
Yeah, then you make fun of receding hairlines.
I know. I guess.
See the video, it's not true.
Yeah, but yeah, I got called out kind of yesterday. I believe her name was Roseanne on Facebook.
Oh, good.
I think she was almost kind of like defending you because she put a comment on there. She says, "So, Super Dawn, just curious, have you ever used a spliff?"
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
busted. Oh, you know, we haven't busted anybody. We should play the busted theme song.
We need to do that soon. But, you know, I say, yeah, you know, okay, fine. You know, yeah, in my earlier, younger years, I had some fun and partied and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. she came back and said, oh, well, at least you're honest. Like, yeah, I mean, why not? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's silly. I mean, I was a child of the 80s.
You probably use less than the president has.
Well, yeah. Did you see that picture that we put up on Facebook?
Oh, man.
Not only was he smoking marijuana, but he was using it rolled up in the Constitution. So, yeah.
Yeah, now, if Obamacare provided things like that and that size, everybody would be signing up. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely. So, anyway, this segment here, there's an interesting article that came off of Yahoo News. I think it's a Reuters article.
Yahoo?
Talking about data on drugs.
Yeah, I know. You love talking about this. I kind of get bored with it, and I don't mean to steal your thunder in any way, shape, or form, Super Don, because you get so passionate on the whole drug, the alternate off-label ways of using it. But it's true. I mean, what you're saying in this study, and I'm going to let you have at it in just a moment here, the whole idea of FDA approval, meaning that the drug actually works and that it's safe, and it's based on the peer-reviewed literature. This study says, not so fast. There's a lot behind the scenes not published that you should know about.
Yeah, well, this is almost a moment of duh, but the details in it are really what I think are important here. What they did is these German researchers found that the clinical study reports that the pharmaceutical companies put out had complete information on 86% of study incomes that are relevant to patients. Now, in contrast, only about 39% of those outcomes were found in other sources, such as studies put out in the academic journals. And, you know, what we're finding here, it's like, thank you, German researchers, for discovering something that we've been talking about, which we discover these things all the time.
Yeah, they see something, they see everything. They're not like
long after the fact, we've been talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that the stuff that gets put out there for the general public to access, to find out about drugs, is so less accurate than the stuff that comes from the clinical trials, the stuff that doesn't get published, and actually the stuff that the drug companies don't even allow the public to have access to, that really give the details about the potential dangers, the side effects, and things associated with those drugs. And so finally, thank you, German researchers have come out and pointed out the fact that when they dig in and they get access to the details, to the papers that are usually sometimes, you know, thousands of pages long on these clinical trials, they're finding that the accurate information about these drugs really, and there's a lot of details there that we really should know about, but those are not the things that are being put out by the pharmaceutical companies, obviously, because they don't want us to know.
Well,
if
that,
they put
the,
that information
story,
out there, they're not going to be able to sell their drugs.
Super Don, the story, of course, is that the game is rigged from the top to the bottom, and those that support government intervention are naive, perhaps, or perhaps they just don't care and they put on their drugged horse blinders. And they perceive that the government is here to help you. And, of course, they would argue that all you believe is that the government is out to harm you. No. And I think most of the people in the government don't have that intent. But by design, they're involved in a system that is so corrupt. And, yeah, Daryl, what I say, evil. But if it's based in ignorance or arrogance, doesn't matter. Because the end result is a disaster. 100-plus years of government intervention in healthcare, has it gotten better or worse? Now, we could say that there have been innovations in modern medicine that happened despite the government, you know, intervening in that sector of the economy. But because there is no freedom, innovation is limited. In fact, we would have cured cancer 40 years ago before even Nixon declared war on it if the government had stood out of the way and said, well, all comers are welcome. If you have a botanical that can reverse cancer, we don't mind. We don't mind that you can't patent it and that you'll wipe out the profits of the petrochemical industry monopolized into existence thanks to the Flexner Report of 1910.
Right.
You see how this historical perspective has never presented in any of the media outlets. I think a guy like Ben Swan, certainly a student of history, as young as he is, will get it and does get it in many ways. But even some of my friends who are very smart neglect to look at the history that led us to this point. And then they would argue, but we're here now, right? And that's the myth of the limited solution that John Rappaport wrote about. And there's a story linked up that he's written at robertscadbell.com in the website. I want you to read it. Understand that they'll always come back and say, well, here's one. Here it is. Robert, you're not being realistic. You ever heard some Super Don say, that's not realistic.
You're just not looking at it the right way.
Right. Because this is the point where a person cannot fathom that the entire paradigm, fundamental existence, is corrupt from its foundation. And they don't want to go back and correct that, so they're rather going to dance around the symptoms, and they become allopathic, dunderheaded doctors, inadvertently, as it is. And then they are participating in the same system of destruction, and the more they try to put love into that system, the more I would argue that it is a wasted energy or effort, because as much as it might benefit an individual in that system to receive love, the system itself rejects it. You follow me here? The difference between the human beings in that system versus the system itself. And yep. So it's scrapping the system and going, we screwed up Obamacare, it's never going to work. But the implementation is they're sitting right behind there with scaffolding you can't see. They're going to reveal it, they'll open the magic curtain and say, aha, here's what we really meant to do. This is what's really going to save you. And by that time, you realize you're in that electrified fence of monopoly medicine, basically couched in terms of its kinder and gentler aspect. We won't call it socialism. Remember what I said about the American Republic, a Republican form of government. That doesn't mean Republicans and Democrats. It's very specific. And it means basically the government is there to protect your rights, not violate them. But you can volunteer your rights away by participating as a citizen, signing up to vote. And then you say, well, I'm participating. It's my civic duty. Well, listen, are you a civic creation of government or are a human creation of God? Creation. You understand the term. It's different when it's artificial. And what I'm arguing is that you're participating in an artificial system rigged to enslave you. In varying levels of degree. And if that sounds Matrix-like to you, that's okay. That movie had a lot of parallels of understanding that you can really pull out and start looking at your own life and seeing how does it fit into what you perceive as reality today.
Big time. Big time. Yeah, excellent movie. Excellent moral to the story there.
Now, if your gut is chilly, right, the weather's changing in the northern hemisphere, go to your gastroenterologist and get fitted for a gut sleeve. Can you make mine a cardigan? Can I have a cardigan gut sleeve, please?
I would like
please?
A gut turtleneck, please.
Yeah, a turtleneck, because my gut's a little long, and it gets chilly right there at the top. I'm telling you, if it's not, I think they're coming out with this because we've trashed them on the issue of the gastrointestinal colorectal surgeons, that they remove the bypass situations. Like, let's just cut out your body parts so you'll lose weight, and then we'll argue within the first 2 years that we're more successful than nutrition and exercise, right? But now they're like, okay, Robert, we got you. We hear you. I know you don't like the idea of surgery, so here's what we're going to do. We're just going to wrap that puppy up. We're just squeezing them so nothing fits in there, and you won't eat as much.
Yeah,
and of course.
It's insane. I mean, listen, they tout that this is a better alternative to, say, like a gastric bypass. This is a deal where it can be inserted and put in place and removed should you choose. You know, what do they call that where they go in and it's not invasive, it's just they cut the little hole, you know, type thing.
Hey, do we have a warning like when there's a testosterone overload on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
You know, I see a light flash, you know, here. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think that is. It's the warning. We've got too much testosterone on the Robert Scott Bell Show balancing us out right now. Joni Abbott. Homegrown Health. Hey, Joni.
Estrogen dominant today and say, you forgot me, Robert. What are you doing?
I would never forget you. What do you mean I forgot you? What happened?
You forgot me. You forgot me. I, like, totally Skyped you earlier this week, and you said that you would call me.
No, don't cry. Don't cry. No crying on radio.
You don't return my calls anymore.
Oh, no, Joni. I love you, Joni. I would never forget. I forgot you. I was distracted.
Not you. Is that what I'm going to hear?
Wow. Robert.
You know what?
Robert, what's wrong
with
you?
I'm going to be in trouble. My wife's going to say, what do you mean you forgot Joni? Oh, you were in so much trouble. But she knows. I have a narrow attention and a short attention span, and it's hard to keep up with everything that I'm doing. So, Joni,
I kept telling him, I said, Robert, all right, what about Joni? You're forgetting about Joni. He said, I'll just be quiet. Never mind.
Sure, yes. We got video evidence of you not saying that.
I've just got a couple of words for you guys, okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Don't go breaking my heart.
All right.
Okay. We would never, not intentionally, but, you know, we're guys. This is what we do.
I know.
And for all you ladies that are married to guys like us, you know what we know what you go through. We feel for you, and we try to do right, but a lot of times we kind of goof it up, and then we put on sleeves on our guts instead of our necks. I don't know what's going on with this. So
better. I can't go there with that joke. I will make a completely inappropriate, unfamily show about your show. I talk about sleeves, and that's funny.
Hide the children.
Wow. No, Joni won't make a joke. I won't go there.
Okay.
I wanted to. We were going to talk about the whole parental consent, lack thereof, in Wyoming, and people putting RFID chips in kids as a result of Obamacare. So.
Well, that got delayed.
Just like the mandate.
Joni. Hey, listen, stick around. We got Liam Sheff. He's going to help us preview who's coming on. Jesse Ventura today. Also. Superheroes or super villains? Super what? As I said, fried rice or fried lice? Stand by for that story. William Chef, Joni Abbott, Robert Gabell, Super Don, coming back after this break. Then Jesse Ventura.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Gabell.
Here I come to save the day.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes, and for celiacs, there is no other than GlutenFreeEmergencyKits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at GlutenFreeEmergencyKits.com. GlutenFreeEmergencyKits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Yes, it's
Super Lice.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Super Lice.
Not kidding. It's all over the news, Super Lice. And also, just to let you know, to balance out the femininity of Joni. Liam Sheff is with us to wrap up this hour, gearing up for Jesse Ventura. Liam, you there?
Yeah, I'm feeling estrogen dominant today. I want to talk about feelings. My feelings. Can we talk about feelings after Super Life?
Yeah, after Super Life, we'll talk about you. Absolutely. After Super Life. Now, there is news, and I want to hear this news clip because it's scary stuff. Super Life is coming to a town, city, child near you. Run that clip.
A new form of Super Life appear to be making a hair-raising comeback. They're stronger, they're smarter, and they are resistant to the most common treatments on the market. And this is what they look like up close. One lice treatment center in Texas says 60% of all lice are now super lice. They have thicker exoskeletons. They even learned how to alter their egg-laying cycles. Getting rid of them these days is a nightmare. Parents have to take their kids to clinics for these special combat treatments.
Combat treatments. It's just like Pinky and the Brain have become super lice now. I mean, this is not really happening. And I'm going to get into what I think will solve this problem. But
I love the way they describe them, though. I love the way they describe them. They're
sounds
smarter.
Sounds like a life or something.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Bionic Man. Kind of like the Bionic Lice. This is what I think it would sound like here.
A new form of super lice appear to be making a hair-raising comeback. They're stronger, they're smarter, and they are resistant to the most common treatments on the market.
Better, stronger, faster.
This totally just lends itself to this, you know, their bionic.
Chronic super lice.
All right, listen, we're almost out of time. I called Louse Calls down there in South Florida and talked to Amy Graff. She confirmed you don't need pesticides to kill the lice. You just need a good comb. The super lice, a good comb. They can get rid of it. Also, Orange TKO, first-hand experience. Orange TKO straight on the head of a child with this. Let it sit for a while. You can knock it out. Now, on to Jesse Ventura. Liam, is it possible that we can get Jesse to answer the question about, because he's been using this phrase, official stories are there to protect the officials. You think we can get him to answer where he got it?
Yeah, I love Jesse Ventura. I've reviewed some of his books in writing and on the air and for LouRockwell.com, and I think he's unique and great. But he's kind of been saying the official story is there to protect the officials, which is the undertitle of my book, Official Stories Exist to Protect Officials. And I sent him the book earlier this year or late last year. And, you know, I don't know if he got it, but, you know, we talked about it on the air. And I remember I said, can I send you my book? There's stories. There's stories exist to protect. And he said, what's that? Official stories protect the officials. That's good.
Yeah.
So he liked it. And I'm hoping for my own little super lice party, you know, I'm hoping he comes around.
Liam, I got a good feeling about this because he's been cool, as I said, the first couple of times we had him on, and he loves going off on the different directions we get to go with him. So I got a good feeling about this. That's just me.
I think he's great. Listen, yeah. I don't hold it against him. The guy probably gets 30 books a month that people want him to look at or read or something like that. So I'm not trying to be a pain. And I support him and VP Howard Stern. Lesbian dial a date for all.
And listen, there are a lot of Jesse haters out there. I've been hearing from them, too. I don't know all about Jesse Ventura. I know that the whole claim about the SEAL stuff, that's nonsense. Are there personal issues he has with folks? I don't know. I'm not involved in that. But we're talking about some big, important, principled stuff. And, you know, that's
good. What do you mean? He's a good guy. You know, he was governor of a state in this country, and he told the truth to everybody all the time. He got in, maybe he'll talk about this, but he got in, well, we have to ask him about that, but he got in pretty quickly, and he really subverts the fake democratic process and asks it to be a real democratic process.
Right. All right, well, we're up against the break. That means it's time for Jesse. Hey, Joni, do you forgive us?
I do. You're forgiven. You got Jesse on. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, we love you. Thank you. Super, thank you.
Jesse.
Not on the break. We got to take a break. And Jesse Ventura, also, he's going to be on with us longer than the hour. We're going to get a YouTube up, RSL Media Channel, and Natural News. Check it out. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.